EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies and quiet today with a high of 80. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, partly cloudy. Mainly clear. Tomorrow, high of 56. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 69.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration yesterday released its 2022 trade policy agenda and 2021 annual report. In 2022, the U.S. Trade Rep's office will continue to implement Biden's trade priorities as the U.S. recovers from COVID. That work includes soon releasing additional details of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. Key elements in 2022 include supporting workers' rights, accelerating decarbonization, and supporting U.S. agriculture. The Biden administration also focused on creating new opportunities for agriculture, like using existing free trade agreements and trade and investment framework agreements. Additionally, the strategy includes bolstering supply chains and realigning the U.S.-China trade relationship. The report also highlights accomplishments from 2021, including work to promote sustainable environmental practices and trade policy, enforcing existing agreements, and improve the resiliency of the global supply chain. It also details how USTR and the Biden administration have realigned the U.S.-China bilateral trade relationship to defend the rights of American workers, farmers, producers, and businesses. Nutrien, the world's largest fertilizer producer, says Russia's invasion of Ukraine could result in prolonged disruptions of fertilizer supplies. Interim Chief Executive Ken Seitz said Nutrien will boost potash production if it sees sustained supply problems in Russia and Belarus. They are the world's second and third largest potash producing countries after Canada. Those comments come as farmers are already dealing with high fertilizer costs stemming from supply chain disruptions and natural gas prices. However, state corn organizations allege the price of fertilizer closely follows the price of corn, not natural gas. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrums absorbs to dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A portion of the Kansas Turnpike was closed in both directions following an accident involving a semi-tractor trailer. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, the crash happened in the eastbound lane of I-70 near mile marker 208, which is east of the East Lawrence exit. Officials say the semi was involved in a rollover. The cause of the accident is under investigation. A Baldwin City man wanted since late last year has finally been captured by police. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says Tyrone Leroy Alexander, 48, was arrested outside of Linwood in Leavenworth County Tuesday morning after unsuccessfully trying to outrun deputies for a second time. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says deputies attempted to apprehend him around 11:40 a.m. yesterday. Officials say he fled, leading deputies along county roads before his vehicle was disabled by a tactical vehicle intervention on K-32 near 235th Street. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Two projects at the Hutchinson Airport are among 36 projects that have been selected for Kansas Airport Improvement Program funding for the purpose of planning, constructing, and rehabilitating public-use general aviation airports. The airport will get a total of $95,300 for the design and construction improvements for the hangar housing the Kansas Forest Service firefighting aircraft. The City of Hutchinson will share in the cost by paying between 5% and 50% of the total project. The U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed U.S. Senator Jerry Moran's legislation on Monday to award the Congressional Gold Medal to the members of the Women's Army Corps who were assigned to the 6,888th Central Postal Directory Battalion, the 6888. During World War II, the 6888 was the only all-black, all-female battalion to serve overseas during World War II, and they were responsible for clearing out an overwhelming backlog of mail, making certain American troops receive letters from home. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A measure that would give voters the option to scrap the Nebraska State Board of Education is getting strong pushback from state education officials and teachers. Senator Lou Anne Linehan of Omaha proposed the constitutional amendment after the board faced heated criticism last year over proposed health education standards that include discussions with young children about gender identity and expression. Conservative groups and some parents slammed them as inappropriate for children. Linehan argues the state board isn't necessary because its power is fairly limited. Nebraska public schools would have to teach lessons about the Holocaust and other episodes of genocide under a bill advanced by lawmakers. Lawmakers gave the measure initial approval on a 44-0 vote, despite some questions about which specific moments in history could be defined as genocide. Senator Jen Day of Omaha says she introduced the bill to ensure that the lessons of the Holocaust are never forgotten. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now at Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday unanimously agreed in principle to work with USD 364 Marysville Schools on a joint plan to move forward with an effort to rebuild the current six tennis courts in the city park, with an eye on adding two additional courts for competition. The proposal first came up at the previous council meeting when Marysville Schools brought forward an offer from Chad and Joy Kramer to fund half the construction costs involved in development of updated facilities, asking the city then to fund the balance at some $225,000. The matter was referred to an ad hoc Parks and Rec committee, who presented a revised offer from the Kramers, whereby the district would enter a $1-per-year lease agreement for a series of 5-year terms for the land, with the Kramers furthering their offer, pledging an estimated $350,000, with a remaining $100,000 contribution from the city for the initial 6-court renovation. USD 364 and the Kramers would jointly assume $10,000 per year maintenance costs. In return, the city of Marysville would assume costs of moving the steam engine, depot, school, and sod house in the northeast corner of the city park to allow two new tennis courts, with fundraising efforts to assist with construction costs. A back-and-forth dialogue as to the costs involved with moving a steam engine, estimated at upwards of $100,000, followed, and alternate locations, including the Lakeview Sports Complex for the tennis courts, were again mentioned. After some discussion, consensus appeared leaning toward an option of looking at a vacant city lot and garage behind the district office across Walnut Street north of the tennis courts as an alternate site for the additional two new courts, which would allow us leaving the steam engine and the buildings in place. Chad Kramer addressed the council, saying that he understood the practicality of six courts, but also saw the dream of eight. The parties mutually agreed to move forward in principle on the agreement, and construction will likely begin after boys tennis this spring, with a goal of completing the six courts by fall, and a city commitment in good faith to add two new courts in a year or two. New updates needed at the Lakeview Sports Complex and Feldhausen Field were discussed briefly. New lights have been installed, and a replacement fence at Feld Field are being completed, and the mayor noted deterioration of some older bleachers. Earlier in Monday night's meeting, City Council approved $160,000 toward a milling, patch, and overlay project of North 11th Road from U.S. 36 to North Street, and an additional $17,000 bid to complete line and lane surface painting. Continuation of the ADA ramp projects was approved for 2022, with six intersections targeted on Alston from 2nd to 8th Streets, the focus this year. After a public hearing Monday with no comments coming forward, the Beatrice City Council voted to move forward, putting a renewal option for the city sales tax to fund economic development on the May 10th ballot. The tax has been in place since 1992 and, if approved, would provide up to $300,000 toward economic development annually. A house in Washington was destroyed by fire on Tuesday, March 1st. The home at 210 West 5th was engulfed in flames when firemen from the Washington and Morrillville volunteer departments responded to the call shortly before 7 a.m. Marjorie Hale Mingy, age 92, of Hanover, passed away February 24th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mingy. Marie A. Spitznagel, age 95, of Beatrice, formerly of Odell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Marie Spitznagel. Bill D. Allen, age 81, of Blue Springs, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Westside Baptist Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Bill Allen. Howard P. Miller, age 91, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Howard Miller. Martin Hal Van Winkle, age 97, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Marvin Van Winkle. Eugene Gene Miller, age 70, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gene Miller.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. It will be another extremely mild day across the Midwest, with some areas reaching 80 degrees and many other areas reaching the upper 70s. And conditions will continue to stay extremely dry with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will start to cool down as we head into Thursday, but temperatures will stay extremely warm for this time of year. For today's forecast, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s and mid-70s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 70s throughout Missouri. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s and mid-40s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 50, record high on this date, 85. The average low, 26, and the record low, 3 degrees below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:19. Sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m.
A brilliant triangle between Mars, Saturn, and Venus steals the show in March's night sky. A detailed look at that and other sky highlights next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 2nd, the 61st day of the year. Singer Karen Carpenter was born on this day in 1950, and the movie King Kong premiered on this night 89 years ago. If you were up early this morning, you may have noticed dazzling Venus hovering above dimmer orange Mars. By month, Mars and Saturn are higher up, Mercury is lower, and Venus is steady, if slightly less bright. Look for a triangle from the 24th to the 26th with Mars on the right, Saturn to the left, and Venus at the top. At the end of the month on the 28th, the waning crescent moon dangles below the triangle's remnant, a nice four-way conjunction. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice online at almanac.com.
New for 22, the Chevy Equinox LT and Chevy Equinox Premier are on the showroom floor at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville and awaiting your test drive, along with the new 2022 Silverado 1500 model and 2500 model pickups. It's a new Chevy you're looking for? Look to Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Mike Miles Jr. had 19 points and 6 assists as TCU solidified its once-shaky NCAA tournament resume with a second consecutive win over a top-10 team, this time 74-64 win over 6th-ranked Kansas on Tuesday night in Fort Worth. The Horned Frogs are now 19-9 overall, 8-8 in the Big 12. Kansas fell to 23-6 overall, 12-4 in the Big 12. With consecutive losses for the first time this season, KU went from a half-game lead to a half game behind number 3 Baylor. The Jayhawks will play TCU again on Thursday at home before facing number 21 Texas on Saturday. The Wichita State Shockers will make a short ride to Tulsa tonight to take on the Golden Hurricane inside the Donald W. Reynolds Center. The Shockers are 4-9 in the American. Tulsa is 3-13. Game time tonight, 8 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on ESPNU. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Fans will no longer be required to wear masks at K-State basketball games starting today. Up to this point, all fans have been required to wear a mask covering to enter Bramlage Coliseum. K-State Athletics announced a change in response to the latest CDC guidance. Riley County is currently at a medium risk level where mandatory mask wearing is not required. University officials are still encouraging fans to wear masks indoors on university property. The K-State women will host West Virginia tonight at 6:30, while the men will close the regular season Saturday hosting Oklahoma. For the fifth time this season, Lacey Stokes with Missouri Southern has been named the MIAA Athlete of the Week. Stokes led the Lions to a pair of wins to close the regular season and clinch the program's first regular season MIAA title, scoring a game-winning step-back three with 3 seconds left against Central Oklahoma. For the week, Stokes averaged 26.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
2A boys sub-state basketball tipping off Tuesday. Will Muncie end a Valley Heights season? Will Muncie boys 53-40 winners advanced semifinals at Republic County. KNDY will feature live coverage of Class 1A Division II sub-state from Axtell Thursday and Friday. Hanover and Southern Cloud boys tip off Thursday at 6. Axtell boys host Wetmore at 7:30. Live coverage continues Friday. The Lynn girls face Wakefield at 6. Hanover girls meet Wetmore at 7:30. Games live on FM 95.5. 1A Division II Substate Thursday at Frankfort has the Centralia boys taking on Care Paravel at 6. Frankfort boys host Troy at 7:30. Friday, the Centralia girls meet Troy at 6. Frankfort girls host Donovan West at 7:30. 1A Division I at Clifton Clyde has the Washington County boys taking on Solomon Thursday at 6. Clifton Clyde will host Lincoln at 7:30. On Friday, the Washington County girls take on Rock Hills at 6. Clifton Clyde will host Blue Valley at 7:30. Class 2A, Republic County has the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs facing Bennington Thursday at 7:30. And in Class 3A at Silver Lake, the Marysville boys tip off with Royal Valley at 7:30. The game broadcast live Thursday on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Hey Wildcat fans, pack Bramlage with purple to celebrate your K-State women's basketball seniors as we host West Virginia at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 2nd for the final home game of the season. General admission tickets start at just $5 when purchased in advance. And Wildcat 4-packs of 4 tickets and 4 $10 concession vouchers are available for only $38, a savings of $22. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today.
Don't let a lack of space stop you from planting. Include some small plants with big impact to liven up your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select plants with multiple seasons of interest, long bloom periods, or colorful foliage in interesting form. Tweety and Littlebird Threadleaf Coreopsis flower all summer on 8 to 10 inch tall plants. Jazz Little Blue Stem is a non-floppy cultivar of our native prairie grass. The blue-green foliage and purple stems brighten the summer landscape, while fall color and seed heads brighten the fall and winter garden. Lowscape is a low-growing chokeberry with white flowers in spring, glossy green leaves, red fall color, and fruit that persists into winter. And try repeat bloomers like Bloomerang Lilac and Sonic Bloom Wygela. Or save space and go vertical. Winter Circle and Morning Magic are both hardy climbing roses that repeat bloom. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Americans are familiar with the fate of Custer and his men at the Little Bighorn. It was far from the last conflict between tribes and settlers on the High Plains, though. Today we head to northwestern Kansas, where one community recognizes the last of the raids to occur in that state. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the 1870s, families were beginning to put down roots in northwestern Kansas.
Settlers were just starting to come out. They were getting land for $1.25 an acre.
Charlene Worm says there were tensions between Indian tribes and white settlers all across the High Plains. She traces some of the history here to one of the most famous U.S. cavalry defeats.
The Indians, after the Bighorn, were taken to Oklahoma, to the reservation, promised all this wonderful hunting, everything they would need, and they were not given.
In 1878, about 300 Cheyenne, some of which are believed to have been at the Little Bighorn, headed north from Oklahoma toward their ancestral lands.
They came through our part of the county, I think getting upset because they were starting to tear up and work the land for farming.
No one knows a definite reason for what occurred in late September of 1878.
We lost 18 settlers, all men and boys. It was the last Indian raid in Kansas. The Indians then went on through Rawlins County, and the military chased them or followed them up to Fort Robinson in Nebraska. Just a handful were actually then released and let live with the Sioux then.
Today, there's a memorial at the local cemetery for the 18 Decatur County settlers killed in the raid. The last Indian Raid Museum shares the story of the conflict on the High Plains. Traveling the countryside in Oberlin, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
For instance, you might burn every year or two for grassland songbirds and every 3 to 5 years for white-tailed deer. The best objectives are no good if safety isn't a part of the plan. Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brook also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision. Sure.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The Stress Fest, known as Farm Succession Planning, today on Farm to Fork. As a grower, there are a lot of things you can't control. The weather, commodity prices, trade issues. But Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer from Verdesian Life Sciences helps you actually control the controllables. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, thus making more nitrogen available to the plant and protecting your investment. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and control the controllables. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Family farm succession planning. The idea strikes fear in the hearts of all involved. Joy Kirkpatrick with University of Wisconsin Extension cites research.
They were afraid that their children would face the same difficulties in farming as they did. There would be a fear of not being able to transfer the farm to their children, and then the fear of having to find a successor outside the family.
Another stressful aspect of farm succession planning, says Kirkpatrick, is referred to as fair versus equal.
A decision or a lack of a decision in that area of inheritance distribution can be putting the business at risk, right? If there's not some thought put to that and some conversations held, how does that successor know how to plan for making sure that those business assets are intact?
When it comes time to talk about the next generation taking over, Kirkpatrick says it can be pretty tense.
There are few farms where finances, succession, and family concerns are not intricately intertwined. Researchers noted that family concerns included generational differences in priorities, worries about letting the family down, and fears about that family legacy.
There's a link to a recent webinar featuring Kirkpatrick at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, energy is a major issue right now, especially with the ongoing conflict with Russia and the Ukraine. But how much energy do we produce right here locally in the state of Kansas? And when it comes to energy, what type of energy is the major focal point, not only for the energy industry, but also for the agricultural industry to be able to utilize? We sat down with Warren Martin with Kansas Strong to talk about the oil and natural gas industry in the state of Kansas and how big is that industry really in the state?
Well, the biggest energy production in the state of Kansas by far is oil and natural gas. Absolutely. We're 11th state in the nation in producing oil and natural gas. When you go to the pump, most of the gasoline that you're getting right out of that pump is coming from right here in Kansas. It's
really
produced here in Kansas. It goes to one of the three refineries that we have here in the state. It's processed. It goes right back to the gas station. And literally within 3 days of it being pumped out of the ground, taken to the refinery, it's back in your car as gasoline.
Wow.
And so it's really a quick turnaround. And so automotive is by far the largest category, and our transportation is by far the largest category of energy production. All of that is oil and gas.
He goes on to talk about the importance of reliable energy that's made locally without relying on foreign nations.
Reality is cheap, reliable energy is essential to us moving forward as a society. Most people don't realize that every state that has used more than 4% has gotten more than 5% of its electricity generation from renewable sources of energy, their electricity rates have skyrocketed. We're no exception. Over 50% increase in electricity rates in the past 10 years.
Sure.
Predominantly because of all the transmission lines that you have to put in to get these renewable sources to market. And what most people don't realize is that a 50% increase in electricity costs for someone living in the middle class is annoying. For someone living below the poverty line, it's devastating.
That again was Warren Martin with Candace Strong. You can find more information about them online at CandaceStrong.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
My fellow Americans, I have something very special to share. The Boyer Limousine Bull Sale. I fully endorse these bulls. Really, really good. Have the most perfect temperament. It's really something. World-class performance and calving ease. Never before has the world seen anything like it. Don't miss the 31st annual Boyer Limousine Production Sale, Sunday the 13th at 1, selling 40 bulls and 20 open heifers. The bulls you get at Boyer Limousine are really, really big. Not the teeny-weeny bulls you see at other sales. Call Jay with questions. 696-4410.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The United Soybean Board has released results of a new survey highlighting consumer perceptions of U.S. soybeans, soybean farmers, and the American food supply chain. The survey shows consumer support of domestic agriculture continues to grow stronger. 78% of consumers saying it's important to buy U.S.-grown food like soybeans. The 78% is an 8% increase from the last survey in December of 2020. Other highlights of the study include U.S. farmers being the most trusted source when it comes to food safety, 83% of consumers ranking them number one among members of the supply chain. The vast majority of consumers have a very or somewhat positive view of U.S. farmers who grow crops. Soybeans, seen as healthy by more than half of consumers, 60% saying that soy-based food is somewhat or very healthy, and 72% of respondents are more positive about what soy does because of its sustainability. After productive talks with the U.S. in 2021, the Vietnamese government eliminated a 3% U.S. wheat import tariff December 30th. Earlier this month, the first shipment of U.S. wheat purchased without a tariff arrived at a port in Vietnam. The shipment contained more than 68,300 metric tons of soft white and hard red spring wheat grown in the Pacific Northwest and Northern Plains. Robert Hansen, Ag Counselor of the Foreign Ag Service, said, with the import tariff reduced to zero, the Vietnamese buyer saved about $1 million on the vessel of U.S. wheat. Vince Peterson, president of U.S. Wheat Associates, says the Foreign Ag Service worked hard to cut this barrier and level the playing field for American wheat in Vietnam. Vietnam imports an average of about 4 million metric tons of wheat every year, and Peterson said the demand for U.S. wheat in Vietnam will continue to grow into the future. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
As planting season gets closer, have a plan for terminating overwintered cover crops. And keep an eye on the weather on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct,
We say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to fbn.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Planted cover crops last fall, they protected the soil surface and improved soil health. But if they didn't die off naturally over the winter, you'll have to kill them soon so you can plant your cash crop. Traditionally, cover crops are terminated 1 to 2 weeks before planting by rolling, tillage, or chemical control. The key for success is finding what works for you. Kevin Bradley is an extension weed scientist at the University of Missouri. He says there's a growing trend of planting green, where producers plant into the cover crop and then terminate it soon after.
They're just leaving it there, and they're going to plant into it, and usually within a week, sometimes the exact same day as they plant, then we can go through with a herbicide application to kind of finish that cover crop off. It really does depend on what cover crop we're talking about, but more often than not, I see people doing this with cereal rye.
The cover crop is starting to die off on its own, but the herbicide provides a faster kill. Keep in mind the type of herbicide, the rate used, and the environmental conditions are factors in success.
Be cautious of significant swings in temperature, because that can affect the efficacy of most of these things that we'd be using to burn it down. And then, of course, I'd say the other factor is just the cover crop itself. We find that some are pretty easy to kill, and cereal rye would certainly fall into the category of being pretty easy to deal with. However, rye grass is probably the other extreme, not so easy to deal with.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about terminating cover crops at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. As we get closer to the close here in just a little bit, we see corn still mostly lower right now. The grains overall just kind of mixed on the board as Chicago wheat has slowed down themselves a little bit. Kansas City wheat has been pretty stagnant over the last couple hours. Over in the corn market, they started off strong today, so dipped down into the red. We see a little bit of green trying to pop back up with March corn up by a penny right now at 7.40¾. The May corn is still down 3 cents, sitting at 7.22¾. In the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for March pretty stagnant right now, still 47¾ higher right now at 10.59¾. Chicago wheat, they were up near $1.30 for a while. They've dropped back down a little bit to sitting near 58 cents in the green at 10.60½. Over in the soybean market, still mostly lower numbers here. They've been pretty slowed down a little bit towards the afternoon here with March soybeans down 33 cents at 16.72½. We have the soybean meal for March down $8.80, currently sitting at 4.54¢. And the soybean oil for March in the green by $1.09 at 77.89, with the May down by 71 cents in the red at 75½. Over in the cotton market, things have been pretty steady here, but mostly lower, with March cotton down $2.59, kind of losing some of the gains we saw yesterday, currently sitting at 123.76. We had the canola for March in the green by $12.10 right now at 11.09, with the May down by 12.30 at 10.67¾. In the oats market, things are mostly lower here. March is currently off the board, sitting at 7.31 even a bushel. The May oats are currently down by 16¼ at 6.60 even a bushel. Over in the livestock market, things still mostly higher here. Live cattle has come back up into the green as well, with April live cattle up by 10 cents, currently sitting at 140.62. The feeder cattle for March up $2.32 at $158.60. U.S. dollar index today, March index up by 4 pennies right now, sitting at 97.45. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.